Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with today's community comment. Today I want to talk a little bit about climate change, without debating whether or not it's happening or whether it's caused by humans. Instead, I want to focus on how important it is to never lose hope. I know that at least some listeners do believe that climate change is happening and that it's caused by human activity. I also know that there is a tone of hopelessness that seems to go along with any discussion regarding climate change. What I hear is that we are doomed and there's nothing we can do to change the outcome, and that all we can possibly do is adapt to progressively deteriorating conditions on Earth. Of course, I do believe in adaptation. I mean, I turned 55 this year, and I'm having to adapt to an aging body and mind. But I believe much more strongly in never giving up, no matter what. Just think about how the world would be today if the great generation decided to just adapt to a changing world when Hitler was raging across Europe. My message, then, is to remember that no matter how challenging it may seem to slow climate change, we should never give up and lose hope. As Americans, we are capable of anything we put our collective mind to. So, if we collectively decide that we want to stop our impact on climate change, then we can do it. And for those of you who don't believe that humans are causing climate change, I would offer that there's really no downside to the measures we need to take to reduce our impact in case we do have an impact. China seems to have figured that out because they've turned this issue into a growth area for their economy. They are leveraging innovations in energy efficiency and clean energy production to grow these sectors of their economy. Of course, most of us are not in a position to make such grand efforts, but we can all do our part, just like everyone did their part during every challenging moment in our nation's history. And in fact, doing our part is often a great way to achieve multiple goals. For example, anything you do to improve the energy efficiency in your home, which would help to reduce climate change, will also allow you to spend less money on utilities. So it also helps your household budget. But the great benefit of doing something, no matter how small, is that it helps get rid of that feeling of hopelessness. So I suggest that you engage your family if they're also worried. It's really simple. Just Google, what can I do to reduce climate change? And look for ideas for things that you can do as a family. You'll find ways to reduce your carbon footprint, and you'll find that many of them are very easy to do and that they have other benefits, such as clean air and a more frugal household. By the way, if this approach of doing something instead of feeling hopeless sounds familiar, it's because it's the exact same message and approach I advocate for such things as tsunamis and other disasters. There's nothing that leads to worrying more than an idle mind and an idle body. So get up and do something that gives you hope, no matter what the challenge is, and remember, never give up. This has been Troy Nicolini with today's community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.